the arrival of the Mayor, Councillor Lara Carley, and Chief Executive, Mr Calvin Tory.
Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing upon this council, direct and prosper its deliberations to the advancement of thy glory and the welfare of the people whom we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Melton City Council acknowledges that the land it now occupies has a history that began with the Indigenous occupants, the Kulin Nation. Council pays its respects to the Kulin Nation people and their elders and descendants past and present. Please be seated. Apologies and leaves of absence.
Apology this evening from Councillor Sabir, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mrs Tory. Changes to order of business.
Yes, Madam Mayor, that items 13 and 14 on the agenda be dispensed with for this meeting in the interest of brevity. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
I'm happy to second that, Madam Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Ibushi, seconded by Councillor Malik. Does any councillor oppose the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? Carried. Deputations?
None this evening, Madam Mayor.
Councillors, item 5, declaration of any pecuniary interest, other interest or conflict of interest of any councillor.
Madam Mayor, I must declare a conflict with item 19.2, which deals with the minutes of the Chief Executive Officer Review Advisory Committee.
Thank you, Mr Tory. Item 6, adoption and confirmation of minutes of previous meetings.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 2nd of March 2020 be confirmed as a true and correct record.
Thank you, Councillor
Mayor. Happy to second it, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Turner. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 7, record of assembly of councillors.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that the record of assembly of councillors dated the 29th of February, the 2nd, 2 and 16th of March 2020 attached to this agenda be received and noted.
Councillors, I have a move of Councillor Madelick. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Ramsay. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 8.1, Parliamentarian and Department Letters.
Madam Mayor, I'm happy to move that the Parliamentarian and Departmental Letters be received by the Mayor be received and noted.
Moved by Councillor Madeley. Do I have a seconder?
I have a
seconder. Seconded by Councillor Kesich. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 9, petitions and joint letters.
Nil, Madam Mayor.
Councillors, is item 10, which is resumption of debate or other business carried over from a previous meeting. There is a rescission motion that needs to be dealt with.
Madam Mayor, can I move that in reliance of Clause 10 of the Meeting Procedure Local Law 2013, Council deals with the rescission motion listed at item 10.1 with less than the number of councillors present when the matter was adopted, because the matter is urgent, a situation not specifically contemplated by the local law.
Thank you, Councillor Madelick. Do I have a seconder for that?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Is there any councillor who opposes? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Councillors, 10.1, notice of motion, 674, Councillor Kesich, rescission motion.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to move a motion that the Council formally
rescind the resolution of the council adopted on the ordinary meeting of the council held the 3rd of February 2020. In staff report 12.7, response to notice of motion 658, provide the further costings on the development of the Brookside Pavilion and consider redevelopment of the Taylor's Hill Recreation Reserve, Community Pavilion and grounds.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to second that, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ibushi. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? Councillors, we enter into debate. Councillor Kesich.
Madam Mayor, I would like to be last if I can.
Is there any councillor who would like to speak against?
Yes, Madam Mayor, just quickly, thank you very much.
Just if we could turn on your microphone, yeah. Councillor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just quickly, the matter was dealt with in a previous meeting and nothing has changed since then, so I think that the motion should be put.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Is there any other councillor who wishes to speak?
Yes, Councillor Ibushi. Thanks, Madam Mayor. I want to be crystal clear that my support of this rescission motion is purely on the basis that I personally believe that no community group should learn of a new proposal that has a direct impact on them the night a decision is being made. And in my view, that does not constitute a true consultative process. And yes, the West Side Strikers had absolutely no idea that the option to relocate the Taylor's Hill Reserve would mean that a second pitch would be placed right in the middle of the third soccer pitch. Having had further discussions with the senior officials of both the cricket and the soccer club, I can let councillors know tonight that it is not about displacing the cricket club in any way, shape or form. The cricket club, whom have existed for 22 years and have a strong and healthy culture of working collaboratively with other community groups, also deserve a fair go. And to the credit of both sporting clubs, they took it upon themselves to meet and hold further discussions on how they can make the proposal workable into the future. And I commend the committees of both clubs for taking such a proactive approach in trying to deal with the issues. So whatever happens tonight, having seen and heard from families, parents and players themselves on both sides, I know both clubs can work together in harmony, and regardless of the rhetoric around the community, this is a win for the broader community. The redevelopment of the Brookside Recreational Reserve and the $2 million redevelopment of Taylor's Hill ultimately means greater community access for our residents in a time where we are struggling to keep up with demand. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ibushi. Is there any other councillor who wishes to speak? Councillor Ramsey.
If I could. I totally concur with Councillor Ibushi. It is a win. We've got very limited space in what we call the Eastern Corridor. Brookside's going to be redeveloped, Taylor's Hill's going to be redeveloped, and two sporting clubs that are the salt of the earth as far, and our kids are going to be able to play sports. It might be a little bit inconvenient, but I think it's probably the best outcome we possibly could have come up with, and agreed since last month. Apart from the virus, nothing much has changed.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Is there any other councillor who wishes to say anything?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Councillor.
Madam Mayor, I guess we're debating now the issue of not whether they're going to be relocating or not. We are debating of whether the rescission should be accepted. Now, as far as I remember, because this was two meetings ago, everyone was unanimous in the decision that was brought forward to the council. That included Councillor Ibushi and Councillor Kesich. They had every opportunity at that stage to stand up and say no, proper consultation didn't occur. And I believe that it should occur. They had every opportunity
to... Well, point of order, because in our briefing prior to the council meeting, I did state my issues.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, A point of order is not if you disagree with the councillor. It's if I'm out of order of the meeting procedure.
You are out of order. I am not out of order of meeting procedure. Out of order, because what you said is not accurate.
Councillor Bushy, we'll just let Councillor Maidlick finish.
Madam Mayor, I reiterate, there was a unanimous decision, and you can read it in the minutes of the meeting at the council chamber meeting. It was taken. All the councillors unanimously agreed to the decision that was the alternative decision that Councillor Carley put to the vote. That you cannot dispute. It's in the meeting minutes, it's in the audio, you can hear it any way you want. Now, this, because of this rescission, this matter has been delayed for more than 2 months. Now, I know that we weren't expecting this COVID-19 to enter into the picture, but it has. So it's just a good example of why you shouldn't just flippantly use a rescission motion. There was councillors here that knew that they wouldn't have the support of other councillors. Everyone was in... When you look at a rescission, you'd look at circumstances such as whether it was a debated topic, number one, and whether it was close to the vote. Now, it was a pure unanimous vote. In my opinion, Madam Mayor, and this is just my opinion, I dare say that this has been a political move to save and some backpedalling to save some votes.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick.
Now, if that's not a point of order, I don't know what is.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Is there any other councillor?
Yes, please, Madam Mayor. I think I'm with my fellow councillors. The last time we discussed this, we voted unanimously, I believe. And I just can't believe why we're going back the same, making it harder for the community groups that this decision isn't finalised and moving forward. I tend to agree with a lot of what Sophie and Councillor Maidlick said. It's ridiculous that we're getting so many of these rescission motions and for no reason at all. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, can I call a point of order? I hope this passes, Councillor Maidlick.
What's your point of order, Councillor Ramsey?
There's been examples in the past where we've voted for things unanimously and then the next month a rescission motion's been put in and councillors have been divided. The Melton Country Club's an example of that. So to say that it's a tool in our kit that councillors can use, and I will go on the record and say that Councillor Bushy sat in the very seat you're in and moved for the community consultation point B, C, D or E or whatever it was to be included in that suite when it was heard. So he moved it on the night. So I think to sort of downgrade anybody or say that it's a political stunt...
Councillor Ramsey, you did have your chance to speak.
Madam Mayor, I have a point of order in relation to this as well, because... Councillor Ramsey is absolutely right. A councillor can't sit there and say you're using a procedural motion that's allowed
Madam
and say
Mayor,
you're using
Councillor
it flippantly.
Is now Councillor point of order.
No.
Yes, you've had
you
your turn to speak.
Councillor says that a rescission motion can't be used flippantly. Every councillor can use whatever tool they have.
Councillor Bushy, Councillor Maidlick, are there any other councillors? You have spoken. We've heard what you've had to say. Councillors, I will remind you that we are just debating the rescission motion. It's not whether or not which club deserves to be there and, you know, whatever it may be. We are debating the rescission motion and this is what is before us. So if I could please just remind everyone of that. If there is no further councillors to speak, I know that I was going to speak, but a lot of my Councillor Maidlick and Councillor Turner have covered what I was going to say, so I won't repeat what they've said. But I will let Councillor Kesich now, as a mover of the rescission, go ahead and close, please, before we put it to the vote.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm quite disappointed that Councillor Maidlick actually saying that some of the councillors trying to score politically here some points. If she was a bit more involved with those two clubs...
Madam Mayor, Councillor Kesich...
Point of order...
For what?
Absolutely personal. Why am I being attacked personally?
I don't want to be muzzled. I want to say a few words, and please, if I was listening to you, now you listen to me.
Councillor Kesich, let's just debate what's before us. If you'd like to speak in regards to why you are for this rescission and why you've actually put it before
yes,
the
Madam
Council.
Yes, Madam Mayor. I would like to say that since that meeting, both clubs, they meet together and... they had a conversation a number of times, and both of them, they came to the conclusion that it's better to find modus vivendi rather than one club to get everything and the other one to miss out. Saying that, when we're talking about football, most people from the football world know that for playing a sport on a reputable level, it is required to have a flat, even ground without the cracks, holes and obstacles that can lead to severe injuries, and having a cricket pitch in the middle of the soccer ground could lead to that. Also, to be fair to the cricketers, they need their players under the sun too. Well, I felt that based on my understanding of dimensions of the reserve in a Taylor's Hill, it could still be possible to establish three soccer pitches there, while retaining both existing cricket pitches, even without either cricket pitch being on the field of any of the three soccer grounds. Although this would make complete fencing of each of the three soccer grounds close to impossible, compromising one or two fences might lead to a solution to the problem. We do not have much time for delay. We have to bear in mind that the Council submitted an application to 2019 Growing Sarawak Fund for $850,000 contribution towards the delivery of this project, and this application has been successful. Therefore, I'm calling my fellow councillors to support me in rescinding of the Notice of Motion 658 to go back to the square one to make the slight adjustments that would be acceptable for the both clubs. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. I'll now put the rescission motion to the vote. All those in favour of Councillor Kesich's rescission motion? All those against? I declare the rescission motion lost.
I call for a division, please, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Bushy has called for a division. All those in favour of the rescission motion? Councillor Kesich, Councillor Bushy. All those against the rescission motion? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Mendez, Councillor Turner, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Carlin. Councillors will move along now to item 12.1, presentation of staff reports. Oh, sorry, item 11.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Public question time. We have no questions this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey. My apologies, I missed item 11. Didn't think there'd be any questions, but... item 12, Councillors, presentation of staff reports, 12.1.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to move the following in block and accept officers' recommendations as per the reports. Items 12.1, 12.2, 12.3, 12.4, 12.5, 12.8, 12.9, 12.10, 12.11, 12.16, 12.17.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Do I have a seconder?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose those motions? The motion, sorry? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those.
Can I just seek some clarification? Was 12.17 added in that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Yes, it was, Councillor Ramsey. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 12.6. Response to Notice of Motion 668, Councillor Bushy, investigation and report of options to install traffic calming devices on Erlington Boulevard, Burnside.
Yes, Madam Mayor, can I just move an alternate to the officer's recommendation? And I've neglected to write down the words, but that a future report is presented following the completion of the traffic count data collection and analysis. That a future report be presented
to council
following the ordinary meeting.
I suggest, Councillor, that it just be that a further report be presented to the next ordinary meeting of council following completion of the traffic count data collection and analysis.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey. So, item 12.6 has been moved by Councillor Bushy with the alternate that councillors have just heard. Is there a seconder for
I'm happy to second it.
Seconded by Councillor Kesich. Is there any councillor who opposes? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against, I declare the motion carried. Councillors will move along now to item 12.7, preparation of the municipal budget 2020-21.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I have an alternate in relation to this item, that consideration of the draft municipal budget 2020-2021 be deferred to enable councillors to fully consider modifications required as a response to the coronavirus pandemic. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Ibushi.
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsay. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried unanimously. Councillors, we'll move along now to item 12.13. Contract number 20/029, Lake Street, Caroline Springs Pavement Reconstruction, which will be...
Madam Mayor, 12-12,
sorry, councillors. Am I getting confused? Sorry. 12-12, contract number 20/002, Shared Path Renewal Works, 2019-2020.
Madam Mayor, could I ask for the recommendation to be put?
The recommendation is being put by Councillor Ramsay. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Turner. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 12.13. Contract number 20/029, Lake Street, Caroline Springs Pavement Reconstruction. We'll be hearing from Luke Shannon.
If, Madam Mayor, can I, unless councillors wish to hear this report, can I move that we accept the recommendation as put, please?
I'm happy to second it, Madam Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Ibushi, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 12.14, planning application PA 2017-5572, subdivision of land into 20 lots and associated removal of native vegetation at 6 to 8, 24 and 26 Outlook Ride, Kurrinjang.
Madam Mayor, I seek clarification.
Yes.
Yes.
Could you just turn your microphone on, please? Sorry, Councillor Hardy.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, I seek clarification to the issue to Luke Shannon. Luke, retic sewer, that is a given?
Through you, Madam Mayor, that is a requirement associated with subdivision of this land,
okay.
Yes.
Fire services to the site because it is landlocked?
Again, Madam Mayor, the subdivision will be provided with reticulated water, which would include associated fire plugs, so yes.
There will be a fire plug.
Yes.
And the third point would be, could we have a follow-up report to the opening of the Thrice Lane, because this is going to cause more mayhem in traffic.
Through Madam Mayor, if Council so wish, this has been a very well exhausted issue, the opening of Thrice Lane, but if Council so desire, a further report can be provided.
Just
Madam Mayor, just seeking clarification, are you seeking a briefing of Council or a formal
briefing
report?
Briefing would be adequate, more than adequate.
A briefing to councillors?
Yes, more
Councillor
than adequate.
We can certainly schedule that, Madam Mayor.
I was happy to support the recommendation up until Councillor Hardy just spoke, so I might actually move the alternate now.
Councillors, Councillor Hardy has just seek some clarification. Is there any other councillors who have any more further questions on item 12.14?
Yes,
Councillor Ramsay.
Mr. Shannon, are most of the objections any to do with native grass, or is it all to do with traffic and congestion and an overdevelopment on the site and traffic and more traffic and traffic?
Through you, Madam Mayor, there's a summary on page 346 of the officer's report. There were 9 objections and they largely relate to traffic.
Traffic, that's what I thought.
Thank you.
Do I have a mover for the... Is there any further questions, councillors? If not, do I have a mover for the recommendation that's before us, item 12.14?
Happy to move it, Madam Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Turner. Do I have a seconder?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Are there any councillors who oppose the motion?
I do, but I don't want to go into debate.
Okay. Councillor Ramsay has opposed the motion, but she does not wish to go into debate. See any other councillor who opposes the motion?
Myself, but I don't want to enter the debate either.
Councillor Kesich also opposes the motion, but does not wish to enter into debate. So all those in favour of the motion? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 12.15. If I could just ask if Councillor Ibushi would please just read this one out, because I have an alternate. So if you could please chair for me, Councillor Ibushi.
Sure. Thanks, Madam Mayor. 12.15, planning application PA2019/6799, construction of an outbuilding associated with an existing dwelling on land at 376 Leakes Road, Plumpton. And this report will be read by Mr. Luke Shannon.
I have an alternate, unless there's councillors that wish to hear the report. I'll read out the alternate. The council issue a notice of refusal to grant a permit on the following grounds. One, there is no demonstrable need for the proposed outbuilding, given that the landowner does not currently live on the property and that the land does not appear to be currently used for agricultural purposes. Two, the proposed outbuilding is considered to be inconsistent with Council's stores and outbuildings policy at clause 21.032 of the Melton Planning Scheme on the basis on its excessive size and scale and detrimental effects on the landscape values of the area. And three, the proposal is considered to be contrary to the decision guidelines of the Green Wedge Zone under the Melton Planning Scheme. I'd like to move that, thanks, Mr. Chair.
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Okay, moved by the alternate, moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Ramsay. Does anyone would like any clarification in relation to the alternate? No? Does anyone oppose the alternate? Okay, we'll put it to a vote. All those who support the alternate motion. Okay. All those against? I declare the motion carried, alternate carried.
Can I call for a division, please, Mr. Chair?
Sure. All those in favour of the alternate? Councillor Carley, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Turner, Councillor Mendez, Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Ibushi. I declare the motion carried. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor, if I could just have half a second to ask. Now that we've moved a refusal again for this proposal, or this is a different one but it's the same effect, can we actually get some of those storage containers and some of those cars off this particular site? Because we gave them 6 months and not a lot has happened, so I'd like to see some urgency around the clearing of that site now.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, we are taking action against the landholder, and he has until the 1st of June to clear the site.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Thank you,
Madam Mayor, I'd just like to make a comment on that, please. My disappointment in this one is that the landowner was given the impression by the officer that went out, and we were all there, that if he built this site, everything would be sweet. If he built a shed, he was told that was a solution. And it just seems that I don't think our officers or staff should be speaking and giving that sort of advice to people who are doing this sort of work, because it would just put him in a bad light. Give him a bad impression now that we've told him one thing and then we've gone against it. I understand the reasoning for going against it, and I don't have a challenge with it, with the reasons. However, I just think it's not really good for councillors look when they're going to a business and saying, you're not doing the right thing putting all these cars here, blah, blah, blah.
Councillor Turner, just to let you know, I don't wish for you to continue speaking, but this was a separate application that came before council. It wasn't what we'd already dealt with prior.
Yeah, I understand, but he was given the impression after the last time that if he did that, then it would be okay. I mean, I don't have a care either way for the business itself. He's got his own business to run, but it's just we shouldn't be given cross. I mean, officers shouldn't be given the impression it would be okay if you do this before it's been discussed.
Mm.
Just to put us in a bad light, that's all.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Councillors, we'll move along now to item Notices of Motion 15.1. Notice of Motion 680, Councillor Ibushi.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Can I move all these notices of motion that I have in this agenda together?
My advice would be to move them individually.
Okay.
They're individual notices,
yep.
So...
No worries. 15.1, that officers investigate options to improve the road intersection of Neil Road and Hopkins Road, Deanside. Thanks,
Thank
Madam
you.
Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Moved by Councillor Bushy. Do
I would
have
like
to second
that? Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Maidlick. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion?
Scoring.
If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 15.2, Notice of Motion 681, Councillor Bushy.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. That officers provide council with future plans for Taylor's Road, including intersections and triggers for construction of the road. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor, I would like to second it. Thank you.
Moved by Councillor Ibushi, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 15.3, Notice of Motion 682, Councillor Ibushi.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. That council officers erect speed limit signs where appropriate along Sugar Gum Drive and Baronia Drive Hillside. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ibushi. Moved by Councillor Ibushi. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to second, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Kesich. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 15.4, Notice of Motion 683, Councillor Maidlick.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Could I move that council officers provide costings for storage facilities for the City Vista Sports Ground at Fraser Rise in consultation with the users of the facility and that it be considered for the 2020-2021 budget?
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Moved by Councillor Maidlick. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to second that, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ibushi. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour?
The budget's going to be rewritten anyway.
All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 15.5, Notice of Motion 684, Councillor Ibushi.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. That council officers assess the need for traffic calming devices along Blakeville Drive, Caroline Springs, and report to council with recommendations as soon as possible. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ibushi.
Happy to second, Madam Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Ibushi, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Councillors, item 16, councillors' questions without notice.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I do have a question without notice.
Yes, Councillor Maidlick.
What action will this council take in regards to the 2020/21 council budget and any relief packages for our residents and businesses in light of the COVID-19 virus in our current economy?
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick.
Through you, Madam Mayor, to Council Magic and certainly to Council, we are preparing an email to come out to Councils tomorrow in relation to what we're offering in relation to a relief package for businesses, which is a raft of offerings as far as any new businesses coming in to start up, no planning permit fees. We have abolished health permit fees for this year, A-frames, trading on the street, and a couple of others which escape me. There are different categories with the health registration permit fees. We are just on the cusp of launching an entirely new web page that's been developed in about 8 working days, which will have a raft of offerings from mentoring sessions, online webinars, tutorials, and a raft of things to as a health and relief package for businesses at no cost to them. The entire cost will be borne by council, which is going to be funded from us not holding business awards this year, not holding a business summit, and a number of other economic development programs which we're pulling our funds together. We have relaxed all rate requirements for if any resident contacts us in relation to rate stress for both residential and commercial properties. We are offering them without any assessment or consideration a deferment of their rates with no charges or interests payable up until at this stage the 30th of June, and if they still have issues after the 30th of June, we'll just ask them to apply to us and we'll just go through a more formalised process to get it structured down. So that's certainly from my perspective. Maury may be able to shed some light in regard to some of the sporting reserves and sporting facilities.
Yeah, just so the council's awareness, so we've already forwarded correspondence to the sporting clubs, about 76 of them is my understanding, and waive the fees for seasonal use until probably around about October, November, depending pandemic. Also, we're getting requests in and we're reviewing our leasing licences for those organisations or not-for-profits that are using our facilities, and there's quite a number of those out there, so we're getting all that information at the moment. And obviously the golf club is one of those, so the golf club pay a significant amount, and obviously the golf club is closed, so we're just going through all of those one by one as they come in. We've also said to the sports clubs that we'll keep them well advised of what's happening in this current situation, and as part of an assistance to them, our rec officers are continuously phoning them, ideally the presidents or treasurers or members of committees, to keep them well advised of what we're planning to do or what we can actually help them with. Other things that we're looking at as far as sports clubs go is the some relaxation on utility costs, which we're trying to get a handle of what that is and how much that will be, because that goes across most of the sports clubs. We are looking at other stuff in the community services directorate, so some services, so you know, councils have increased because of community demand, but a lot of services have decreased because of community not wanting to access our services because of social distance and potential contact. So we're managing that across the directorate.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor, can I have a question? Mr. Bean?
Something else that we've done as far as trying to help promote our businesses, we're aware that businesses will probably quickly decline advertising in the local newspaper. We also have very great concerns about the local newspapers' viability going forward. So instead of running a one page, the moving ahead, which we currently run at the moment, we're actually negotiating a deal for just a month, 4 weeks, to purchase a second page, so the council will have a double page spread. And it's fundamentally, we're going to be providing a very strong message around business surviving business packages on that page, and we're also going to be offering free space for businesses to promote what offerings they actually have at the moment for the community to support them in going forward. We've also had our events coordinator this week fundamentally re-skin our Melton City much more whole look as far as our web page and our Facebook page, etc., is concerned. And you will see coming in, if not tomorrow, Saturday, a brand new product which we're calling Melton City Open for Business. And it's fundamentally just promoting through iPhones up and down our shopping centres, and certainly a fairly significant and heavy campaign through social media about the fact that all businesses within the City of Melton are still open for business, and we're just promoting that they are open and promoting the options that they have for the community to support them and buy local.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Councillor Turner, you had a question.
Thank you. Question from Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean, the deferral's a good idea. However, it doesn't get rid of the debt, so wouldn't it be better first up to offer a payment plan when someone comes in distress, say, look, you don't have to pay it now, but we can put you on a payment plan for 12 weeks or however 20 weeks if it takes. And that way, at least by the time the next payment is due, at least they may have paid off some and not be in such a bad state. Because if we just say we'll defer it, when it comes to the next time, it's just a double amount and they might be even in worse trouble. If they were offered a deferral, it might be a chance. I know it's a lot more work for the staff.
Very much. We always have a philosophy here that one size fits one. So it's really just about, we're just trying to make this really painless for someone. So if someone has the capacity to pay just in these times at the moment, they can pay. If they just can't deal with it because they've lost their job or they're just trying to refocus themselves, then we're just deferring the payment. So we're working with them to do it. The reason why we've set it to the 30th of June is to not let the debt get away from them. And we, for all of our normal people requesting this, we put them through financial counselling service to assess their level of financial capacity to pay, because we still don't want to overburden them with trying to put them on a payment plan, even though they might opt for it, in not being able to meet their debts going forward, and then they sort of go further within themselves. So it's not just carte blanche, we'll just park it and let it, not so little go away, but not worry about it. It's really about just working with the people around saying, what is it that you can pay? If you can't, we're happy to park it, and then we'll come back to them. But the staff are very much aware of the fact of it's a very soft approach, even as we get to the 30th of June, about how we're going to have to manage those people.
I'm not quite understanding. You're saying either pay out, if they can afford it, they can pay it, or they can defer it.
What we're saying is that if someone's got a debt to pay now, so it's not even disgrace, if someone's got a debt to pay now and they can't pay it, we're happy to work with them with no charges, no interest, around working with them about their best options as far as being able to manage that debt.
Yeah, but they will be offered the chance to pay it off over the 12 weeks.
Absolutely.
No, because I know sometimes our departments don't want that because it's more work. They don't have that set up now, which is something that I think we should have as an option for residents.
We have that option now. So
well, it's new.
Through our financial hardship policy, if someone's assessed and they say they have to pay $50 a week, yep, they can do a direct debit into their council's bank account. It's just a big payment, just a direct debit.
Yeah, but I feel that if they say they can't pay, it should be a first option. They might not ask for that, but if they say, look, I can't pay this, and the option's there, you can pay, even if it's only $10 a week, whatever you can afford, I'll keep. And some people would prefer to do that than just leave it. If they're told to leave it, they'll leave it and think, oh, we've got away with it just now, but long term is worse for them. So I think the offer should be there up front, not just if they ask for it. Thank you.
Councillors, any more questions? Councillor Ramsay.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, I didn't have one until we started this discussion.
That's okay, as long as it's just a question, Councillor Ramsay.
No charge. I'd prefer to see no charges, no interest, and I'd prefer to relax the financial responsibilities, because people are going through enough at the moment with red tape to then go in asking for a deferment. And I can understand where Councillor Turner's coming from, and for 80% of people, they probably may not lose their jobs, but for the 20 or 30 or 40% that do, they're not going to have that ability to. And I don't want people to keep telling
them. Madam Mayor, point of order: is there a question?
Councillor
Ramsay, is there a question?
Yeah, I just want to basically know how we're going to go forward in this, if we can change the deferment beyond the 30th of June without putting our families and our residents through financial interviews.
Through you, Madam Mayor, Councillor Ramsay, we do this every day of the week. So we have probably a couple of hundred people on payment plans, mm-hmm, and some of them have been on payment plans for 5 to 6 years, just through personal circumstance.
That's fine, but if you've seen the queues at Centrelink, there's a lot more coming.
Yeah, but that's just part of our job. We can't predict what it's going to be like for us at the moment. We certainly have been getting phone calls from people already, but certainly not very many, and not nearly as many as what we thought we would, to be perfectly honest. But that's not to say that once the next great instalments go out...
I think people are still willing.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Do you have another question?
Yes, please, if I can. I'd also like to see what sort of ability we've got to ramp up Meals on Wheels, because as the virus takes hold, people that have got people in place at the moment may not have them down the track. So I want to be able to or council to be able to have Meals on Wheels for those that need it.
We've actually purchased quite a number of extra meals once this commenced, so they've got them sitting in our kitchen in Mackenzie Street in advance, probably double what we normally order, and there's more capacity to order more. We've also got staff, if we need it, to deliver extra meals to those clients. So we're seeing a demand in that already in the last 2 weeks in meal provision, and we expect that will only increase.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Councillor Hardy, your question.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. It's directed to Peter, Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean, what happens when people default? They can't pay any further. Is it recorded on their credit rating?
Through you, Madam Mayor, Councillor Hardy. It'll only be recorded on the credit rating if it's taken to court, if there's a sort of a prosecution against them, but you know, we go to great lengths to manage people in good faith to try to see them trade out of their personal debt and their personal issues. So the answer to the question is yes, but I mean it's a long road before we take someone to court in this matter.
In exceptional circumstances, there will be some people who will default, Peter.
Oh, absolutely.
But just on a needs basis.
Yep. We deal with those accordingly. We really do.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Ms. Bean, I just have one question. I know before you said that we're trying to work towards a package that we would be able to give our residents, and we councillors will get to see that and be involved in those discussions. When do you think that package will be, whatever it may be, will come to us by so we can make a decision?
Well, I guess the decision on the package that we're offering is something that we're just going forward with at the moment, but it's really something to inform council of what we're doing, and if council want us to add anything further to it, we're more than happy to do it. I had a final look at the web page this morning that's been developed. There were some linkage issues that were problematic, which we would be going forward with on probably Tuesday next week. I think we'll be launching that. Sean will be circulating to councils what the actual offering is from our local laws, planning, economic development aspect as far as those elements are concerned tomorrow. I guess that'll be put against what the state and federal government are offering as well, so you understand why we're offering what we're offering against what the government is also offering as well, because we feel that some councils in their economic stimulus packages are doubling up what the government are putting out, and we just don't think that that's necessarily councils' responsibility at this time to be sort of providing a second opportunity for people to grab necessary funds for. So that's really where we're going with that, and the Melton City Open for Business will be sort of starting to drip out through social media this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bean. Councillor Vichy?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I have two questions, and obviously in light of COVID-19, I'd like to see the City of Melton go above and beyond what other councils are doing, and that is because we have the most marginalised residents in our community in the state of Victoria. So I have two questions in light of the above. Will council consider the deferral of payments, rates payments for greater than six months? And two, will council stop the accrued interest on payments for any resident that may fall in arrears in relation to their rates?
Well, the answer to that question is, I guess, it's really a matter for the council to determine. But there's no reason, there's nothing stopping us from being able to do it. It's really around council's determination in supporting its community in wanting to pursue that path.
Thank you.
And in isolated incidences, it's something that we do with people, you know, particularly if people sort of say, I can make payments and those sorts of things off the outstanding rate. We do forego charges and interest just in good faith to support them in doing it in those situations.
So our policy decision at the moment is, in some situations, we allow interest to stop being accrued on rates when residents fall into arrears.
It's our policy position is that we apply our hardship policy, and our hardship policy gives significant discretion to the finance manager and the general manager to take the appropriate action with residential ratepayers, not with commercial and industrial.
Okay.
because it truly depends on the circumstance, and if the finance manager and myself are satisfied that the person has genuine hardship and they're making genuine efforts to address the situation, we'll apply what we can in order to support them in addressing their arrears and their payments.
Thank you. I just hadn't heard of anyone having their interest waived. I've had residents contact me, but in relation to arrears.
And there are people that you know and are aware of that we have.
Yep. Thanks.
Thank you. Are there any other councillors' questions without notice? If not, we'll move along to item 17, motions without notice. Any Councillor Ramsay?
Madam Mayor, thank you. I have a motion that reads that Council write to the Premier and the Minister for Health urging the State Government to 1. Include the design and the development of the Melton Hospital in any stimulus package the State commits to in response to the COVID-19 and 2. Investigate the opportunities to expand medical training facilities in anticipation of an early delivery date for the Melton Hospital.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Is there any other motions without notice, councillors?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Hardy.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. I'll turn them on. Cal, if you could give me a hand with this one. We seek a report identifying government programs which have costs to residents already in our programs, such as with pets, there's 20% levy that goes to the state government, my understanding, and also... Sorry?
It's $4 per pet.
Okay.
So it's not quite 20%.
Okay, and with the Melbourne Water Parks and Gardens program, there is a separate bill year on year. What I seek out of this is that we identify these programs that have overlays to our residents and we write to the state government seeking relief from these programs.
Thank you.
Whilst the COVID-19 program is in existence. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Do you have some of your notes in the motion without notice, sure. Councillor Hardy, that you can pass on?
Not really. No, but I'll just put a raw note there, Kel. But
yep.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd like to.
Any other motions without notice, councillors? If not, any urgent business? Item 18.
Yes, Madam Mayor. I have 2 urgent business matters. The first one... Madam Mayor, is that I'd like this item to be considered as urgent business, that in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, the matter of relief packages for our residents and businesses be included in our 2020-2021 council budget and be considered as an urgent business matter.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Councillor Maidlick, you're moving that matter be heard as urgent business. Do I have a seconder?
I have to second that, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Turner. Does anyone oppose the motion? If not...
So the urgent notice of motion, Madam Mayor, reads that council officers provide some options and offerings of help and relief packages for our residents, including businesses, in our 2020-2021 budget for councillor... for councillor consideration for our community experiencing hardship due to the COVID-19 epidemic.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Councillor Ramsay?
Can I seek some clarification on that? We've all just expressed a number of issues where we want relief given into our budget 2021. How can we make this decision not knowing what those options are tonight?
Madam Mayor, I thought this was quite clear that council officers provide, so I'm asking the officers to formally provide some options and offerings, whatever they may be, so we as councillors consider that.
So we haven't, we're not firming up on any of those tonight, we're just
Madam Mayor, as it reads, that council officers provide some options and offerings, whatever they may be, for councillors to consider whether we ramp it up or ramp it down, whatever it may be. But I'm making this a formal notice of motion, Madam Mayor. I know there's been a lot of discussion, but as Mr. Bean said, it's the way of the council whether we decide to go this way or not. I think we're all unanimously, I mean, it's obviously a unanimous decision. I can almost foresay that.
So you're not
confidently
making any recommendations. You're just basically asking.
Madam Mayor, do I need to reread this?
I did hear it, Councillor Maidlick. I heard.
Councillors, just so there's no confusion, Councillor Maidlick had asked for a matter to be heard as urgent business. She moved it and it was seconded by Councillor Turner, and my apologies, I should have put it to the vote. The councillors would agree for it to be heard as an item of urgent business. So do I...
That is what we did first, Madam Mayor, which yes. You did, and this is now the motion that follows, which is that council officers provide a report, blah, blah, blah.
Moved by Councillor Maidlick.
Yeah.
Seconded by Councillor Turner. Yeah. Councillor Ramsay seeks clarification. Is there any other councillor who seeks clarification in regards to Councillor Maidlick's urgent motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Seconder was Councillor Turner. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried unanimously.
Madam, can I just call for a division, Madam Mayor?
Councillor Maidlick has called for a division. All those in favour? Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Carley, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Ramsay. I declare the motion carried. Councillor Maidlick, you said you had a second item of urgent business?
That the matter of the schedule of ordinary meeting of council be admitted as urgent business.
Councillor Maidlick has moved. Another item of urgent business. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to second that, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Abushi. Do I have any councillor who opposes this item being heard as urgent business? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All the councillors in favour? All those against? I declare it to go ahead as urgent business. Councillor Maidlick.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The urgent notice of motion reads that the schedule for the April 27th ordinary meeting of council be deferred to the 11th of May at Melton Civic Centre.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Moved by Councillor Maidlick. Seconded by Councillor Abushi. All those councillors in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried.
Madam Mayor, as I customarily always ask for a division when I ask for an urgent notice of motion, can I call for a division, please?
Councillor Maidlick has called for a division. All those in favour? Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Carley, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Turner and Councillor Mendes. I declare the motion carried. Are there any other items, councillors, for item 18, urgent business? If not, I'll move along to 19, confidential business.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that pursuant to section 89(2) of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated under 19.1 and 19.2.
Moved by Councillor Maidlick. Do I have a seconder, please?
Happy to second that.
Seconded by Councillor Abushi. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Councillors will enter into confidential business.